The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Great to see all of you gathered here. Big crowd, actually, for right after Thanksgiving. And welcome to those that are tuning in online as well for our online service. Great to have you with us here today. We're at a transition point, if you haven't noticed, in our community, putting up those holiday decorations and lights. Maybe you've noticed in your neighborhood those people that are those early birds. But I'm willing to bet a lot of those early birds are right here in the sanctuary. They're not around the neighborhood. We have people that are on it as far as their decorations. It's so exciting to have those decorations. Next Sunday, we'll be decorating the Christmas tree right here in our sanctuary at the Benton County Fairgrounds. I understand the lights are going to be up real soon. I think they already are, so you can go through and see the wonderful display that they have there. This week, the Christmas tree in Philomath will be lit up. I believe that's on Tuesday evening, so that's another thing that you can attend. What we're doing here at Peace with the season of Advent is making sure that it's not just our homes that are prepared for Christmas. We're making sure that our souls are prepared for Christmas. We want to make sure that our souls are ready so that we can, on Christmas Day, receive Jesus, the great news that God dwells with us and is with us. We'll hear that theme in our worship service here this morning very clearly as we take a look at John chapter 1, verse 14, where it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelled among us." Just a couple announcements to share before we begin our Advent worship here this morning. The first is that our midweek Advent series starts this week, and we're having midweek Advent services on the Wednesdays of Advent, Wednesday, November 30th, Wednesday, November 30th, December 7th, and December 14th at 5 p.m. So it is a different time slot, so do mark that and try to be here at 5 o'clock. The order of worship for that evening is, it's a short service, about 30 to 35 minutes. It's a sung liturgy between pastor and congregation. When you go home, you'll be filled with the Spirit and ready to just relax and close out the evening. So that's this Wednesday. Other announcements to share. Next Sunday is a big one. We want as many people as possible to be here to help decorate the Christmas tree, which will be right over here in the corner, and to encourage you, to incentivize you to be here, we're going to have pizza. So go over, grab a slice or two, but then stay to help us put those lights up and the ornaments on the tree. All right, that's all the announcements I have. Other than, well, I should announce that we still have Vine of Moses tags out on the windows of the door, out on the panels of the by the doors going out of the sanctuary. We still have some tags. We want to fill up as many gifts and needs in the community as possible. We need those gifts back unwrapped by next Sunday, December 4th. So take a look at that on your way out as you leave here this morning. Other announcements to share before we begin our worship service? All right, quiet crowd. We have a special song for the lighting of the Advent wreath, and we want to practice that before the actual worship service. And so this song, if you go ahead and open your bulletins up, go ahead and open them up to page 6. When this song is sung, that is going to be the time in which Alyssa is going to come forward, and she's going to light the first candle on the Advent wreath, which really gets at the theme of hope. That's our theme for our worship here today. Let's practice this song. The first part is sung by you, the congregation, then I'll have a part, and then we'll come back to the exact same melody that you sang before. And Colleen's going to guide us here this morning. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. O Lord of light, our only hope of glory, your radiance shines in all who look to you. Come light the hearts of all in dark and shadow. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. That's why we practice, to know when we come in. See, that's why we do that. See? Very good. Perfect. I think we got it. And again, that's a more contemplative time for us to be thinking about why that candle's being lit. We're recognizing that our hope is in Jesus, the gift of Christmas. We're going to begin with a special way by asking the choir to come forward to sing their choral anthem, which is Prepare the Way.